You're listening to a 95 BFM podcast.
No guards, no masters, only helpful advice.
It's Red Dead Redemption with Auckland Union Representative Justine Sachs.
Morena, Justine.
Morena, Zoe, how are you?
I'm good, how are you?
Good, good.
Now, we have some questions that the listeners have been texting in for you all about unions and workplace rights. I reckon we just get stuck into it. Stella, what's the first one?
It's a hefty one. Someone says, we aren't yet unionised officially at my work, but lots of us have been recently signed up to the union as individuals with the goal of future workplace unionisation. Mostly, we've opted to pay our fees separate to our paycheck, but my colleague is paying her fees straight from her work payslip. My manager freaked out when he saw this and is now asking heaps of questions about who else is unionised at work. First of all, are we required to say if we are part of the union? And if not, any advice for telling him to respectfully piss off?
These are good questions. And I firstly just want to say to this texter, well done, because it sounds like you are, have done a really awesome job at this workplace and you're well on your way to becoming a unionised workplace. So, you know, kapai. In terms of the advice, I guess the advice we get around when we're in the early processes of unionisation is to kind of keep it on the down low, just because you want to, you know, there's nothing wrong with being union. We're very proud to be union. And when we're ready, we're going to, you know, absolutely let the boss know we're union. But when you're not, you know, when you haven't yet gotten all that sorted, we haven't talked to everybody, we haven't gotten in touch with the union, just for, you know, example, it's good to keep it on the down low until you're absolutely ready to talk about it with the management and you're organized. So that's the advice I would give to people unionizing your workplace. It's not a secret, but it's not something, you know, something that we that we're having conversations with people one-to-one or in groups away from management. In terms of whether you're required to say you're part of the union, not at this stage, right? So this isn't a unionised workplace and there isn't a formal relationship yet with the employer, so no, your manager doesn't really have the right to be asking all these questions. And in terms of how you can tell them to respectfully piss off, I think it's really about reminding them that you have the right to join a union. Any kind of untoward pressure to not join the union is illegal, yeah, and could potentially result. I mean, it's a risk to the employer, right? To not be careful around this and to not be respectful of people's right to join a union. So, I would fob him off respectfully. and just be kind of elusive in your answers, because you're not required to say anything at this stage. There's nothing wrong with your colleague paying her fees straight from the work for her work slip. People do that, but you're not at a stage where you're ready to talk about it. And you know, I would just remind your manager that people join unions for all sorts of reasons, not just because, you know, it's a terrible workplace. It's about having a voice in the workplace, but that, you know, it's not appropriate to talk about it at this stage, and when it is, you'll know.
Alrighty.
I hope that's helpful.
Sounds very helpful, and I hope that texter gets it all sorted and everything is all good. We've got another question coming through. It says, I'm on a casual contract and have been declining more shifts than usual lately. My boss is trying to let me go because he says I'm not pulling my weight. Would that be valid for a casual contract?
It certainly wouldn't be valid for a casual contract, and this is kind of classic issue that comes up with casual contracts, where the employer wants the flexibility of not offering set hours to an employee, but they resent that the employee also has the flexibility to decline shifts, right?
Yeah.
So it's a two-way street, a casual contract. It means you don't have set hours, and that it's agreed upon, you know, on a casual basis. The law doesn't actually make any distinction between a casual employee and a permanent employee. Actually, there's very little distinction in the law. So you can't be let go for declining shifts or not pulling your weight. Like any kind of sort of termination process has to be a fair process. You need to have opportunity to feedback, and there needs to be a legitimate or reasonable reason, right? And that's not reasonable. And the problem is with employers, the way they get around that with casual contracts, they just stop offering you hours, right?
Yeah.
Even though you're technically on the books.
And I've had so many people I know, including myself, who's been in situations like that. It's so, so common.
Yeah. No, me too. I've also been in situations like that, and it's one of the reasons why the unions fought hard against zero-hour contracts, which were even worse than casual contracts, in that people would, you know, I mean, casual contracts are sort of similar, but we had people, you know, being employed with the promise of full-time work and then getting, but with a zero-hour contract, so there's absolutely no commitment to giving those hours. It's really tough. So casuals are definitely in a more vulnerable position than other kinds of employees with set hours, because you can't have your hours getting taken away from you if they're in your contract. I would remind your boss of their obligations, that that's not what a reasonable employer can do, that a casual contract is reciprocal, that it is casual for a reason. And that's not valid. I feel sad, because there's not, in this situation, this is a classic example where the boss has way too much power. You know what I mean? And so, again, another good reason for us to unionize workplaces and have some, and to like to build up some protection for casual workers, because this is exactly the kind of situation in which people are, you know, are exploited and taken advantage of. Yeah.
Alrighty. Well, and we've just got time for one more. Stella, what does this person say?
Someone texted in, a colleague who isn't management often tries to discipline me on the basis of what they think would be best, aka not the actual processes that I haven't done right.
Would annoy me so much.
Just based on their opinion of how to go about things. My actual boss does nothing to stop it. Any tips for dealing with it? It's getting super annoying.
Oh, this sucks. That is the worst. man, you were just so... I don't know if this is helpful advice, but maybe it'll just give you the confidence you need to tell this person to back off. But I think first things first, try to have that conversation, because they don't have any power over you, and it isn't appropriate, and your boss sounds... There's a variety of types of bad bosses, and one of them is the passive boss who just doesn't manage, right? And doesn't step in when they need a leader. So sounds like your boss may be one of those, but I don't want to assume. It sucks that your boss speak to your colleague. You don't say that you've spoken to your boss about it. If you haven't, do speak to your boss about it. You don't have, you shouldn't, there shouldn't be any negative repercussions for you putting up some boundaries at work, right? It's difficult in a professional relationship, and it can be scarier than, it would be with your friends or family, but you have every right to, and this person has no actual power over you. It's just in their head.
It's like that line in Labyrinth where Sarah's like, you have no power over me.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, just send that video.
Yeah, perfect. Over Slack.
Always just be professional in how you communicate that. Give some examples, so they know what you're talking about. And point it out when it happens, in a very professional, polite way. Because that's really my advice. And if you are feeling really not good about the relationship, I'd put it in an email. To protect yourself, put it in writing, record that it happened, and just be really transparent so that if anything ever happens, you can pull it up and say, hey, this is the conversation, this is what happened.
We love to put things in writing.
Yes.
Well, thank you very much yet again, Justine, for answering these questions this morning. And thank you to the listeners who texted them in. I hope everything gets sorted for you and everything is good forever.
Only
if you join your union. Well, we'll talk to you in a fortnight, Justine. Thanks so much.
Ka kite.
Yeah, take that, the man.
Red Dead Redemption with Auckland Union representative Justine Sachs.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.